T-Mobile, Northern Rain.
W2PUT, KVSW.
KVSWRW2PUT.
Whoa. Afternoon there, birthday boy.
Hey, long time no talk. Yeah, we're still in the Uper. We're in Prevert Township, catching Gustafson's beef jerky. I don't think that means anything to you.
No. No, but it sounds like you're making it pretty good. You must be getting close.
Yep. Oh, man, I could afford it to get around this dude. 59 and a 60. Oh, man, we're down to 56 and a 65. It was just coming to the end of one of the passing zones. But there's a lot of other traffic here in the other direction, so it's not real safe to pass. Yeah, I tried it a little bit ago when I was coming into Northern Way, because that's another hot spot into the Peter.
Yeah, that's why I called you over here. I seen that 1536, you were neg 113, so if that was the time, that's what you were into it as. But, yeah, it works pretty good. So it works pretty good.
Yeah, it really does. And here we've got, pretty good, ultimately line of sight back to the repeater. I thought maybe when I threw my call sign out and said Nobbin Way, someone would be sitting there with little question marks orbiting their head going, where the hell is that?
Nobbin Way is about 66 miles from the repeater.
I don't find that too tough to believe.
Yeah, but it's mostly across water, so it looks like about the first place, by Manistee. Manistee's 94 miles. I bet you if you could find a good high spot in Manistee, you could probably bring it up.
Oh, yeah, because that's right on the water. Like where I am here, that section where you're right on the water, and then there's the beach area pull-off. Yeah, because I got 17 miles to go until I hit 75 at the bridge.
You're probably along by Wildwood's Pasties.
Maybe. this is a beautiful area. So, a lot of the UP is beautiful, but it's particularly nice here along the shore. Over by Gladstone and some areas by Escanaba and actually coming over, over towards Menominee is real nice where it's, the road is right along the lake shore.
Yeah, I see that. Get you to Kippy. We've been there. From Manistico, you go over Beaver Island, so I don't know, maybe that'd be in the way. Seems like there's a high spot, Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, too, so might kill it a little bit, but all in all, for where the repeater's at, it works pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I think it performs better than the 7-4 does. 7-4 seems like it's been kind of flaky lately.
Yeah, probably need some attention with a silver screwdriver instead of a gold screwdriver, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It'd be nice to put a decoupled port on it and, you know, check the signal and see what it's looking like, you know, for descent in a real-world environment.
Yep.
This is the spot where apparently, with the right wind conditions, the sand blows across, too. Yeah, we pulled off here a couple of times on road trips and watched down 5 feet in the water. This isn't going to be one of those times, though.
Yeah, you must be by Sand Dunes Beach.
Yep, there's actually a fair amount of cars there today, you know, pulled off, but, you know, sunshine and temperature's nice. Probably a bunch of old folks. This one have kids in school.
Yeah, if only you had your track car on, I'd see exactly where you're at.
All right, how's that?
Hey, look, right there you are.
You know, I forget that I have that on there. I thought about turning it on the other day when I was, after I left the house, and then got distracted and totally forgot about it. This is probably the first time it's been on since the Florida trip.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in kind of neat to play with.
Yep, I'll bet I'm the farthest away one of anybody on it right now. But get to your T-Mobile.
There's one I didn't understand what you said.
Didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Something about that radio or that mic you use, it just sounds different on DMR. I said I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay. So this is probably the first time I've had it on since the Florida trip.
I heard that, and then you said something else, something about somebody not being on it or something.
Oh, I don't know. Unless there's somebody else in there that said something. I don't know. You got me, man.
It was you. I don't know. It don't matter. I see you, Darren, the UP hoser. You're in the great white north. Hey.
I'm kind of a great green in the north right now.
Huh. 65 miles an hour and your battery's 100%. You must have it plugged in.
Darn tootin'. Yep. There's the pasty shop right up ahead here. My favorite Lados. And there's also right off to my left here is like, I don't know, 70-something or something, or 80-something or something. I spent a long time on that site.
Just show up campground. Yeah. I think that's the one we might have stayed in, but it was called something different then. Country smoked fish. Yeah, you're getting in there.
Yep, well, 5.7 miles to 75. I think I should probably be able to see the bridge here pretty quick once around this bend. Yeah, that state site. Oh, no, there's the bridge. Can't remember what the site number is. I feel like fiddling with the GPS for it to tell me. I know a few of the UP sites, not all that many though. Most of them were during that DTE Channel Ad project. Can't believe that's been like, I think it's 6 years ago now. That's a great time, man. The 1 week that the missus tagged along. That was awesome. We had a great time.
Yeah, nothing like driving around up there and getting paid for it.
Yeah, and those were not long days either. You know, you only get one site done a day. So, you know, we'd be on site, do what we had to do, and, I mean, we were generally out of the sites by, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And you had the rest of the day to yourself. So we got to do some sightseeing and some fun having. Well, that was pretty cool. Except for the bug thing in Escanaba. That sucked.
What, in Escanaba?
Yeah, we ran into bed bugs in the hotel that we stayed at in Escanaba. That sucked. It was close to the end of the trip. Because we were up for 2 weeks. You know, well, just shy of 2 weeks. that was on the middle of the second week. And that was a huge hassle. They moved us to a different room. They didn't have a similar room. So believe it or not, those SOBs actually charged us the extra for the other room after having to deal with all our stuff getting clean and that because of the bed bugs. That was terrible. I would never go back to that hotel again.
Well, did you get credit then afterwards, or you still had to pay for the second room?
No, not only did they not credit us for the room that we stayed in that night, because we were there for two nights. The second room, like I say, it was a different room. It was one that had a jacuzzi suite. They actually, not only did they not comp us the room that we had the bed bugs, but they charged us the extra for the other room too, and fortunately, it was on the company credit card on expenses, so I didn't. But you know, trying to get a credit on that, oh god, it was such a hassle. I finally just kind of gave up. The only thing that makes me smile a little is that on the last load of laundry, we broke the dryer. So I feel a little better about that. It's like, you know, a small amount of revenge after what we got put through and actually having to pay extra. They should have comped that room the first night. We shouldn't have to pay for that. And they shouldn't have charged us extra. But yeah, I would never go back to that one again.
Yeah, that stinks. Not good. But anyways, I'm going to hop out here and go up and see my mom probably before I go home. So probably catch you to pick up in a little bit. Mr. 57-year-old today. Not going to let you live it down every time I talk to you today. Now I'm going to say happy birthday, Dan. Talk to you later. Give it up to beer.
All right, Jeff. Take care. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, I'm just the on-ramp to the 75 here. I got my Mac Pass yesterday, so I can take the Mac Pass lane if one's open. Cool, huh? Give it up to beer. W2P, UT Mobile. W2P, UT Mobile. Statewide, too.